This is Wade Bransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Pfizer says its vaccine is safe for children between 4 and 12, and Johnson & Johnson now says a second dose would give more protection. As Facebook navigates crises, it's now promoting itself via its news feed. Project Amplify, an internal project, punctuated a series of decisions Facebook has made to aggressively reshape its image. The company has begun a multi-pronged effort to change its narrative by distancing owner Mark Zuckerberg from scandals, reducing outsiders' access to data, burying a potentially negative report about its content, and increasing its own advertising to showcase its brand. Former President Trump has now sued his niece and the New York Times over his leaked tax returns. Child care for children too young for school and for the hours before and after school is operating at 88% of its pre-pandemic capacity now. In a move designed to bolster Beijing's climate credentials, China's president said that his country would stop building coal-burning power plants overseas, ending its support for construction projects that rely on the world's dirtiest fossil fuel. Moody's Analytics found that a prolonged impasse over the debt ceiling would cost the U.S. economy up to 6 million jobs, wipe out as much as $15 trillion in household wealth, and send the unemployment rate surging to roughly 9% from around 5%. DHS Inspector General found that Medicare insurers drew $9.2 billion in federal payments in 1 year through controversial billing practices, with 20 companies benefiting disproportionately and together accounting for more than half of the total, and UnitedHealthcare likely taking 40% of that amount. Hurricane Ida is expected now to cost $33 billion. With a new commitment of 500 million vaccine doses globally, the U.S. has now committed over $1 billion worldwide. Natural gas supply shortfalls in European countries have led to record prices for fuel and electricity, stoking fears of a shortage and spotlighting European efforts to cut greenhouse gas. Controversy over deportation tactics at the Texas border have led to criticism, and many Haitians are fleeing back to Mexico rather than going home. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, United Labor Unions Local 100, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.